Thank you. Come again.
So many late customers. Why did I agree to a double shift and closing the shop up? I just want to go home.
I mean, it's 5 minutes till closing. I'm sure boss won't mind if I lock up a little bit early.
Hi, sorry, but we're just about to close the shop up for the Oh, hey, neighbor.
Sorry, I didn't know it was you.
What? Closing? Oh, no, you're fine. I'm always happy to serve you.
But if you could just casually flip the sign on the door to closed, and maybe lock it for me, I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir, but as you can see by the sign, we just closed.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. Thanks for locking up for me, though.
So, what can I get you?
Wait, don't tell me. I want to see if I got this right.
Just give me 1 second here and...
Aha! There it is.
Ta-da!
One chocolate succubus surprise.
And the finishing touch, an extra drizzle of extra sweet Aurone nectar from yours truly. Enjoy.
Of course I remembered. You pretty much order the same thing every time you come in here. And you're the only customer I know who asks for extra nectar. I'd never forget about you after that. Now, get to eating. We really do close in a few minutes.
So, how have you been?
We hadn't seen you around for a few days. The boss was even starting to ask me if you moved out or something.
She was mostly kidding, though.
Oh, you got a promotion? That's great. No wonder you've been coming and going from your apartment at all hours.
What? No, I haven't been spying on you. I just wanted to make sure you were doing okay.
Besides, you know as well as I do that our walls are thinner than ghost hair. So it's not exactly difficult to hear you coming home and crashing on your bed in the middle of the night. Hey, I'm just kidding. It's no big deal. Not like you wake me up or anything. I'm a really heavy sleeper.
Anyways, here, let me take your plate for you.
How was it?
Well, I'm glad you liked it so much.
Seriously, you're the only customer I know who says that the nectar is their favorite part.
Huh? Payment?
Oh, don't worry about it. Consider it, congratulations from the shop on your new promotion. I'll just tell the boss in the morning.
Besides, I kind of already paid for it myself. I was gonna surprise you with it tonight, in case I didn't see you today. Sort of a get-well-soon cake.
Anyways, where are you headed now?
Back home.
Oh, if you can hang around for a bit while I close up, we can walk home together.
Great. Let me just put some of these pastries away and we can get out of here. I'll just be a minute.
All done. Ready to go?
Whoa. When did it get so cold today? I've been inside way too long.
Oh, it's fine. Just not really built for the cold, you know? Being a plant girl and all.
Aw, are you really giving me your jacket?
Thank you. I feel better already.
Let's hurry home, okay?
Good thing it's just around the block for us, huh?
So, with your new promotion, anything new or exciting happening for you?
Yeah, more money is always nice.
Me?
I'm doing just fine at the sweet shop. But if it keeps getting cold like this around here, I may need to start staying home. I'm just not built for this cold without my flower.
Oh, thank goodness we're here.
No,
I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm just really tired from work and the cold. But once I get into my flower tonight, I'll be fine. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I'm all out of nectar. I'm really sleepy. Could you help me to my apartment, please? Such a gentleman. Carrying me to my room. You're very warm and strong. And you smell so manly today. Oh, look, it's my door. Let me just get my key here. Whoops. Buttercup fingers. This is definitely my apartment. The heat's turned up really high. My flower? Oh, right. It's in the bedroom down the hall. Or I guess you could call it the bud room, huh? There it is. There's my flower. Once you put me in there, I should feel better in no time. How? Well, it's filled with nectar. It's kind of like my food. If my body doesn't have enough of it, well, you saw. But wait. Wait. There's something I need to tell you. As soon as you help me in, you need to leave. Immediately. Why? Well, just because, okay? There's a side of me I don't want you to see right now. Now here. Take your jacket back. Don't want it to get all sticky, right? My other clothes? No, it's okay. You don't need to help me undress. They'll get ruined in the flower, but I'll just throw them away. It's fine, really. Okay, I'm ready. Just help me in slowly. Yeah, like that. That feels better already. Hey, thank you for your help. I don't know what would have happened to me if you hadn't been there. I mean it. I'd probably be stuck out in the cold right now if it wasn't for you. And who knows what else would have happened if I couldn't get back here. Could you imagine? A poor, weak, and defenseless flower girl, all alone. It's a good thing I had such a big, strong, manly hero there to help me. I'm sorry. I think I'm still a little out of it. I think you should head home now. All right. Thanks again for your help. I promise I'll give you something extra sweet later as a proper thank you. I'll see you soon. On second thought, I don't think you should leave just yet. Not without me rewarding you first, my darling hero. Now, why don't you come over here for me, darling? Now, don't be shy. You can either come yourself, or I can help you. The choice is yours. Good. Thank you, darling. Now I can reward you. Personally. Oh, my clothes? I took them off. Like I said before, they were going to get ruined by the nectar anyway. Why, what's the matter? Do you not like what you see? I know I look a bit bigger than I normally do. That's partly the nectar's doing. It, brings out the monster in me. But that can wait till later. Right now, I want to give you your reward. Oh, don't be so nervous, darling. I'm not gonna make you do anything you don't want to do. In fact, you're free to leave any time you want. But before you do, please, let me reward you. A special reward that I know you'll appreciate. You've always been such a big fan of the nectar I use at the shop. How would you like to have a taste of it from the source? My own flower, as fresh and sweet as it can be. Would you like to taste it? I hope so, because I want you to have a taste. Here, let me get some for you. Are you ready, darling? Pure Alrone nectar, all over my lips, and it's all yours. Oh, a fitting reward for my hero, don't you think? I hope you liked it. And now that you've tasted my pure nectar, you're all mine, darling. The nectar should be taking effect on you any second now. Yes, any second. Just another moment and... No? What? What's happening? I don't understand. You should be a complete horny mess right now. And you should be begging me to let you into my flower with me. So why aren't you doing any of that? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Don't tell me that you've actually built up an immunity to my nectar. Ugh, and I thought that you eating it constantly would make it work better on you, not worse. Oh, it's not fair. I wanted to try things differently. I didn't want to lure a guy into my flower. I wanted him to come on his own. And I thought you were him. You, someone who I've gotten to know and understand. Someone who I... liked. And someone I'd hope would like me back. You were supposed to be different. The nectar was just supposed to make you feel something for me. But even that didn't work. What do you mean the nectar can't work on you? I already figured that out. It didn't make you like me. What do you mean that's why? Are you saying it didn't work because you already... Wait, you're serious. It didn't work on you because you already like me? Oh, well, that sort of changes things then, huh? Can I make it up to you? I can. Well then, how about I pick up where we left off? Come here, you. By the way, I'm sorry about earlier. You know, slamming the door in your face. And forcing you back here. I know it's a terrible excuse, but it really is the nectar. I swear, I was never going to hurt you. The nectar makes me a lot bolder and possessive. Oh, you liked it? Well, that's a first. Never thought you'd be into the whole dom thing. Really? You want me to act that way again? Well, in that case, I don't need to apologize for what I'm about to do next. You're mine now, darling, and we'll start by getting rid of these pesky clothes. Oh, don't complain. You live right next door. You can get new ones. Later, anyway. Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting something that big. My nectar must have had some effect on you after all. Fuck, I just want to wrap my hands around it. And my mouth. And my pussy. Oh. That's it. I can't wait anymore. Get in here. Now. Finally. You have no idea how long I've wanted you in here with me. Now that you're finally here, things can get really personal. What? Let you go? Oh, I don't think so, darling. Alrone aren't exactly known for letting go of their prey. So I'm gonna keep my hold on you nice and tight until I want you to move. But don't be scared, darling. Like I said, I'm not going to hurt you. And remember, I'm still the same sweet little flower girl who serves you at the sweet shop. Right now, your pleasure is my utmost concern. So just relax and let me take care of everything, okay? So how does that nectar feel, darling? A little warm, maybe? Tingly? It should. Concentrated Alrune nectar is a powerful aphrodisiac. It's intended to get you worked up quickly and keep you that way for hours. You might be immune to its charming effects, but even you can't resist its raw sexual stimulation. Why, it looks like it's working on that delicious cock of yours already. It's getting so swollen. It looks so sensitive, darling. Would it be okay if I rubbed it for you? Shh. It's all right. Don't fight me. Just let me run my hands over this magnificent cock of yours. There. Doesn't that feel better? Having my delicate little hands gently rubbing you. Having my sweet nectar all over your sensitive cock. Feeling so much pleasure building and building with each stroke that you could just explode. It feels good to have you in the palm of my hand like this. But don't you dare come just yet. Not until I've had my fun, too. Now, how about some more nectar, darling? It'll make you feel even better. And I think it's just the treat you need right now. Well, besides me jerking you off like this. No, darling. I'm much too busy using my hands right now to feed you like last time. But I have another idea. You never told me what you thought of my new look, by the way. So tell me, what do you think of my breasts? Don't they just look so big and soft and oh so full? That's right, darling. I want you to use that mouth of yours on my tits. They've soaked up enough nectar that I know you'll enjoy them. So, what do you say? Well, it's not like you have much of a choice anyway. You're still all wrapped up after all. So why don't you just relax and enjoy your treat, Oh, yes. That's it, darling. Oh, you can suck on them as much as you want. They're all yours right now. Oh, fuck, this feels amazing. You're starting to make me get a little lightheaded. Oh, but it feels way too good to make you stop now. You're sucking them even harder now. No, don't stop. Keep going, just like that. Okay, that's enough for now, darling. You really were enjoying yourself there, weren't you? But I think you've had enough nectar for now, and I think it's time you got your final reward. Oh, don't play dumb. You knew exactly where this was going the second you got in here. You're going to fuck me, and you're not leaving until both of us come. I think that's fair. Don't you?
Come here. I knew you'd see it my way. Now, let me handle everything. Just get as comfortable as you can, still wrapped up in those vines. Let me just ease onto your cock like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yes. I've wanted this for so long. How does it feel, darling? Having my nectar-covered pussy wrap around your big, hard cock? Well, it's about to feel even better. Oh. We'll start off nice and slow, darling. Oh. Enjoy the sight of me sliding up and down your shaft. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Whoa. Gradually picking up the pace. Oh. Oh. The nectar feels just electric. Oh. Enhancing every movement. Oh. Oh. Fuck, you feel amazing. I can feel you twitching and pulsing inside me. Oh, I'm going to ride you for all you're worth, darling. Oh, every last drop. You're getting into it too, I see. That's it. Buck your hips for me. Push it deeper into me. Fuck my little monster pussy with your fat cock. Oh. Yes, I took the vines away. I want you to take me, darling. Show me what you really want to do to me. Hold me close and... Fuck yes. That's right. Pin me against my flower. Fuck me hard. Yes. Don't stop. Don't you fucking stop. Come inside me, please. Just don't stop. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Come with me right now. That was amazing. Are you okay? Good. Okay, we may want to get out of here quick while we're still spent. Otherwise, we'll be going at this for hours. Which I'm fine with, but not all guys have a monstrous libido. Oh, really? You're worried about the sheets? After all we just went through, you're worried about the sheets getting sticky. You dummy. After you just got your world uprooted, you still think of silly things like that. So, what'd you think? Never been with a plant girl before, have you, darling? I know. I don't know why I called you that either. I just can't keep blaming everything on the nectar, though. But I really enjoyed that. I hope you did too. So, where do we go from here? I mean, is this like a one-time thing, or... Oh, you want to do this again sometime? Yeah, no, that's great. I was gonna suggest the same. Yeah.
So, you want to go over to your place? I know it's cold out, but you can borrow a blanket or something if you want to. Oh, you want to stay here tonight? Sure, that's fine with me. We can stay here together. You know, normally, I sleep in the flower. But I'm so wiped out, so I'll just sleep on you tonight. Okay, I'm glad you approve. Good night, darling.